Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And joining us on the line right now is the first major league player in baseball history to hit for the cycle in a playoff game. Brock Holt is on the line. Brock, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing great, good. Thank you. Hey, congratulations, first of all, on doing something no one has ever done before. Did you feel like you were maybe beating up on poor Austin Romine a little bit?
No, I mean, that's a tough spot to be in as any position player. As I almost just getting a wreck going to the field, someone tried to pull out in front of me.
Oh, no.
That's a tough spot to be in as a position player. You know, I'm sure they came to him and he's like, hey, whatever I got to do to save the bullpen. But, you know, kind of as a position player, you don't really like facing position players because everyone expects you to get a hit off of them. And they're actually, you know, kind of difficult to do that against because we all say they throw below the hitting speed. So, but also you kind of know what you're going to get. So, you know, and I needed a home run. I'm like, I got to at least try here. So, was able to do it. And, you know, that's why you saw the dugout go as crazy as they did, because we were all talking about it before the at bat. So it was a pretty cool moment for sure.
Now, so you hit for the cycle, you go up 2-1 in the series, and yet game four comes rolling around and you're not in the lineup. And Alex Cora, he has already said how he talked to you and you were okay with it. But how does that all happen? What time does he call you? Did you kind of expect it to happen? What was going through your mind there?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, you know, I figured I would get in there at some point. You know, so I thought maybe game three I would play early on. And then, he told me the off day we had before game three, hey, you're going to be in there tomorrow. So, I figured that. I was like, I'm probably not playing game four because CeCe's throwing. So I already kind of figured, you go out and you have a big night like that. But, you know, we've been doing it the same the whole year, and it's been working. So, you know, all of our guys 1 through 25 in the roster can go out and help us win. And that's kind of how we've been rolling, you know, the whole year. So I was expecting kind of not to play. He called me that morning and said, hey, we're going to go with the righties, because CeCe's throwing. But just be ready. So, you know, that's our job. You know, if we're not in there, to start, you know, be ready to come in. If needs be, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, you have a good night, but we've got a lot of other good players, so plug them in, and they did their job, and, you know, we won the series. So it just goes to show you how deep we are.
Alex has used the term all in. He used it when he said he talked to you about not playing the next night. He said the same thing happened when he called Rick Porcello and told him Christian Vasquez was going to catch, even though Vasquez hadn't caught Porcello at all this year. The term all in is what he used. Is that what you're sensing in that clubhouse as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every guy is rooting for every other guy. I mean, we're all trying to do the same thing. It doesn't matter who's playing or who's sitting or, you know, or what. And right now that everyone's like you said, all in, and everyone's doing their jobs. And, you know, Vasquez had a great couple games behind the plate, obviously. And you know, offensively as well. And, you know, Sandy did his job the first two games. He caught his ass off the first two games, made some huge blocks, saved some runs. And, you know, it's everybody in right now, and we're all kind of pulling on the same rope and rooting for each other. And, you know, things are going well right now. So hopefully we can use that going into this next series.
What's going on in the dugout, bottom of the ninth, game four? You know, Kimbrel trying to hold on. Obviously some runs score, a lot of guys on base. Are you guys talking to each other? Are you yelling out onto the field? Is it quiet? What's going on there?
I think everyone kind of does their own thing. I had been in the kind of the, there's a little cage area underneath the dugout the whole game while we were on defense, just kind of trying to stay loose, you know, hitting a little bit, just staying trying to stay ready. So I started the ninth inning out in the dugout, and then I realized, like, what am I doing? You know, I've been down in the cage the whole game, so I got to get back down there. We've been doing good. So I went back down there. So I wasn't in the dugout. And then JD was down there with me, and we were back and forth. We went into the video room and we sat, and then something bad would happen. So then we'd go back to the cage, and then, you know, I'd go inside the cage and something good would happen. I'd come out and JD'd be like, "What are you doing, bro? Go back in the cage." So, bunch of superstitious stuff going on. We're trying to find a good seat. We're trying to stay, like JD said in his post game interview, we're trying to find the good juju.
Yeah.
And luckily we found just good enough of the juju, and we ended up holding on. We got the 27th out, and you know, that's the goal, is to get that last 27th out with more runs than the other team. So a little dicey there, and you know, I thought it was pretty funny what Kimbrel said after the game. You know, what people were saying, and they told me that next time I can just get a 1-2-3 inning. So you know, I think everyone could breathe a sigh of relief at the end of the game, and you know, we did what we had to do to win.
You sat in the studio with us at Fenway Park for the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, along with your teammate David Price, and you told us that you think David Price is misunderstood in this town. After his Game 2 performance in the ALDS, many Red Sox fans had sort of said, "I don't need to see David Price anymore. He's going to start Game 2 of the ALCS." What will the reaction be in your clubhouse to that?
Excitement. We want him on the mound, and I really feel like he's going to, you know, he's gonna go out and throw the ball like he's capable of throwing. I don't think there's any guy in the clubhouse that's worried about David Price pitching. We want him to throw the ball. He's a huge part of why we've been so good, and he's going to be a huge part of why we get to where we want to be at the end.
You have any idea why he's had so much success in the regular season and then he's struggled in the playoffs, regardless of what team he's been on?
No, I mean, I honestly don't know. You know, it's, you know, everyone's different. But no, I mean, the success that he's had throughout his career in the regular season, it's going to translate into the postseason one of these times. And, you know, we have all the faith in him as a starting pitcher. And like I said, we want him to have the ball. And, you know, we're excited about him getting the ball in Game 2.
These are the two best teams in baseball meeting in the ALCS, your team and the Houston Astros. This year you lost the season series to them. I think they took four out of the seven, something like that. It was 4-3. As you prepare to take this team on, what kind of opponent are you looking at?
Yeah, like you said, I mean, that's kind of the way you want it. Best two teams in baseball going at it to go to the World Series. We know that they're a really talented team, obviously offensively, defensively, can pitch the ball. Their starting rotation was, you know, was the best in baseball. So, you know, we've got our work cut out for us, but, you know, we feel like we're right up there with them. And like you said, the two best teams in baseball, we're excited about the series, and we got to get to work and play good baseball to beat them.
You're 3-10 lifetime against Justin Verlander. Do you expect to start Game 1?
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure we'll talk about it, and AC will let us know what he's thinking and you know, which direction we're going. So, you know, I don't know. Obviously, I want to play every game I can, but like I said, we're all trying to do the same thing. So whatever you know, whatever AC feels like is the best way to go, then that's the way we'll go, and we'll roll with it. But we've got a lot of good players, so, you know, whoever he puts out there, we're going to have a good chance to win.
You've played a number of positions this year. At this stage, going into the ALCS, are you primarily a second baseman now? Is that the only place you'll be playing?
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there will be, you know, other spots, you know, given certain situations. If something happens or, you know, or God forbid people get hurt or anything like that, but you know, I'm sure I might play. You know, we're hoping Mitch Moreland's going to be, you know, be all right, and he's going to be able to play some first. So, you know, I might mix in at first every now and then. But yeah, I mean, I'm just going to play wherever I'm told to play. So, you know, wherever that might be, is I'm happy with. So, you know, like I said, we're all in it together, and wherever I need to play to feel like, you know, we have the best chance, then that's what I'll do.
Alex Cora has told us before about how difficult it is to pinch hit. You know, it's just not something that everybody is used to doing. You had success this year doing that. What's the difference, mentality, whether you're in the lineup, you know you're going to be hitting, maybe four times in the game compared to, hey, it's the eighth inning, grab a bat and get up there?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard, man. It's even if you have success, I think this might be the first year I've ever had success pinch hitting. But even now, I had success this year, but I still think it's hard. It's just one of those things. You guys try to stay as ready as possible. It's stay in the cage, hit, stay loose. But I mean, it's different. You know, not being in the game as opposed to being in the game, it's a lot different. So it's hard to be as ready, you know, as you are if you're in the game. But and it's just a mindset of being ready from pitch one, I think, as opposed to, you know, whenever you have multiple at bats, you're like, all right, maybe I can see a couple pitches here. But, you know, whenever you're in there and you got one at bat, you know, you got to be ready for pitch one. So, you know, look for a good pitch to hit and try not to miss it.
What was the reaction in the dugout when Chris Sale came in to pitch the eighth inning?
I think we were all like, hell yeah, you know, we're in this thing to win it. So, you know, I think that was kind of a thing that Sale and AC and the you know, and Dana and the staff kind of talked about, and Chris Sale wanted to do it. And I mean, if you've got a 3-run lead and you need 6 outs and you've got Chris Sale and Craig Kimbrel, you feel pretty good about it. So, you know, you see him come in and you're like, okay, this is good right here. So anytime he's on the mound, you feel pretty confident, you know, as a guy on his team. So I think everyone was pretty pumped to see that.
I got to ask you this question before we let you go. The kids at the Jimmy Fund Clinic designed some sweet cleats for you with the good folks at New Balance. They let you wear them for childhood cancer awareness. Don't you get to trot those babies out again?
Yeah, no, I wore them that one day. I didn't even play, and I came in and pinch hit, and I wish I would have hit one of my pinch hit homers that day, but I ended up striking out. So swinging a miss on those, but it was such a cool thing that we were you know, we were able to do with the patients of the Jimmy Fund. And I got a few extra pair and sent some to some of the kids and signed them. So it was a pretty cool moment, pretty cool thing that New Balance helped me out with. And hopefully we raised some money to help out.
I will tell you that I've got a pair. I went online and bought a pair without the cleats, obviously.
Yeah, they're sharp.
And the kids did a heck of a job for you on those things.
They did. They're colorful, aren't they?
We
went through probably, I mean, it took us a good while. We kept changing our minds on colors. You know, we'd get to one section of the cleat. I mean, what do y'all want this section to be? And they'd say orange. I'd be like, orange, okay. And then we'd go to a different section. They'd be like, let's do green. And then we'd switch. Then we'd go back to the orange, and we wanted it to be yellow. So, we made them pretty colorful, but they turned out. It turned out awesome, and it was such a cool thing to be a part of, and you know, be at the Jimmy Fund and have the kids surrounding me and being so involved and excited about making this cleat and being able to wear them on the field was you know, even more special. And then obviously raising the money that we raised to help pediatric cancer was huge. So just a cool all, you know, all around, you know, thing that we were able to do and New Balance helped me out with. So we had a lot of fun with it.
Brock, congratulations on the cycle, on more importantly, the ALDS win, and good luck in the ALCS. We appreciate you taking a few minutes. And thank goodness you didn't get in an accident. You'd never talk to us again.
Yeah, I know, right? That wouldn't be back. Or at least I'd wait till I get to the field to make the call. So, but no, thank you guys for having me. And, you know, like I said, hopefully we can carry that momentum over from the ALDS to this big series against the Astros.
Good luck to you. Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Take care. That is Brock Holt of the Boston Red Sox joining us on his way to the ballpark.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.